Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder and president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is here today to give you some more excellent ideas about retirement. We'll talk today about ways to make sure you're not overpaying in taxes and other things you need to avoid in retirement. And we'll also talk about open enrollment and Medicare in 2020. The phone number to remember is an 800 number, 454-1184. 454-1184. As you're out and about today, you'll hear us talk about the blueprint to worryless wealth. And getting this blueprint could help you plan out your retirement. This is something that's complimentary that Eric is offering you today. Reach out to us, 800-454-1184. You can get on Eric's calendar that way, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, hello to you.
Well, it's great to be here and talking about, you know, lots of things here, really. The tax issue, how do you save more in taxes in retirement, but also open enrollment, not just for Medicare, but for most companies, too. Right now, they're going through their benefit plan, and there's some benefits that people forget about and don't even pay attention to and really miss a lot of money that they could be getting today. So we'll go over that and more on the show today.
The name of the game is paying as little as tax as possible, especially in retirement. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. Probably, I would say more Americans need to be more proactive on this whole, you know, tax planning thing. But the tax laws are a little, just maybe foreign language for all of us. So, Eric, let's get into that. Obviously, we would need a tax professional to help us or someone like you, a financial advisor who deals with taxes. What would be some 2020 tax planning opportunities we need to be thinking about right now to potentially save on taxes down the road?
Yes. So I guess we should define saving on taxes, because that's one of those misnomers that I think a lot of times people, they ask a question, but they don't ask the right question. What you really want to do is pay the least amount of taxes over your lifetime. Typically, if you're talking to somebody who does taxes for you, they're going to try to save you the most taxes that 1 year. Well, that 1 year's tax savings may cause you to pay way more taxes later on. So really what I'm always focused on is, how do we get the taxes lower permanently? And this year, there's a lot of uniqueness, of course, because of there's a lot of specialty rules with all the COVID stuff. So that's one thing to be looking at. And then just, you know, you want to be looking at year-end tax planning. Tax planning you have to do in the year in which it happens. So in other words, you can't do tax planning in February, March, or April next year when you're doing your tax return. That's tax reporting. Mm-hmm. That means it's already over. There's not much you can do. You just pay the tax, right? Now is the time where you could actually take some action and do something about that. So really, there's a couple items that I think are big this year. One is Roth conversions. We all know taxes will go up down the road. We're at a low tax rate. So if you're at a very low tax rate and you know you're going to have to pay taxes on this money sooner or later, would you want to pay in a higher bracket or a lower bracket? Well, if you know anything about taxes, it should be the lower, or if you know anything about math, right? it should be the lower bracket. So, you know, how much more do you have in that lower bracket that you're at? You know, maybe you're still at the 12% bracket and you haven't hit over to the 22. Well, maybe you've got 10,000 or 20,000 more before you hit that bracket. And if you convert that over, it's going to be really cheap. However, if you wait till retirement, maybe that'll all come out at 22%. And now you've just lost 10% of your returns. You know, 10% of your entire account balance, right? It's not just what the value is today. It's what the value is then. And so that's a big one. A lot of people who are over 70 and a half or over 72, that where they have required minimum distributions, those were waived this year. But if you don't take one this year, guess what? If your account's done pretty well and it goes up bigger balance next year, you're going to take out even more. So maybe this year, take it out, but don't take it out in the normal sense. Take it out as a Roth conversion. So that's where you convert it over to tax-free for the rest of your life. And then you never have to worry about that money, having to take money out again. And then down the road, if you need money for maybe some big trip or some fun thing, you can take a big pile of money that's tax-free now. So that's a big one. And then probably the last COVID-related interesting one is the $100,000 affected person rule. So this is a COVID-related distribution, or a CRD, because, you know, you got to have initials if you're with IRS. basically, with what that does is that says if you were affected, and the IRS had put out a thing of what affected is, mm-hmm. but basically you have to have had, well, either had COVID or had something where, you know, you had lower income, you had maybe bonuses taken away or hours taken away, some sort of effect. And if you've been affected, you can actually take out, assuming your company's plan is participating with this program, you can take out $100,000 and pay the tax over 3 years. So that's kind of a really interesting one, because if we know rates are going to go up and you could take out $100,000 now and maybe do something different with it, do something tax efficient with it, do something where it's higher interest or better investment options, you know, might be a great way to do that. Especially if you're under 59.5, because normally you can't touch this money without a 10% federal and 2.5% state penalty. So, you know, that's one thing that you might want to be thinking about, you know, before the end of the year. This is, you know, goes away at the end of 2020. Mm-hmm. Once January 1st rolls around, you can't do this anymore. So those would be kind of some big ones. And then, of course, really, like I said, is any time doing a Roth conversion or a Roth contribution should be the focus for anybody going forward, because of we've got a huge national debt. I mean, our national debt's gone up 32% in the last 3 years. Mm. You know, it's gone up $7 trillion. And that is crazy. And so that money's got to get paid somehow. And only way to do it is taxes. So, you know, if you're deferring that tax to later, well, it might be not so good in the end, right? So so that's what we're here for, is we're really here to help people figure out, you know, what should they be doing with taxes? What should they be doing with their overall income plan, investment plan? It all ties together. Even your healthcare and your legacy, who gets your assets and, you know, how are you going to pay for healthcare down the road? All that stuff needs to be written down in a plan. In our process, we call that the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something we can do for you. There's actually, we're waiving our fee right now for people during these COVID times. So we normally used to charge $1,500 or $2,000 for a plan. Now we're doing this no cost. We will tell you which direction you're headed right now. And then at the end of that second meeting, after we've shown you that plan, then it's up to you if you want to make some changes, you want to take some action, if you want to hire us or do it on your own. But again, there's no obligation. So yeah, I don't know why people wouldn't want to take action on this and really take some time to take care of themselves. So combine all that and really look at, you know, how is that money growing? How's that money going from here on out? And again, goes back to having a plan. So, you know, that's one of the things we're offering today is having that plan for people. So, you know, if they want to have that time to spend with us, it's going to be a 15-minute to 30-minute phone call, just asking whatever questions you got. And, you know, then we'll see if it makes sense to do a plan for you or not. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with more.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He's a certified financial planner and he's a chartered financial consultant. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. You know, Eric, as with any other type of financial planning, when it comes to health coverage, you just can't set it and forget it, right? It's just not a good idea. And since we're in the middle of our Medicare annual election period now through December 7th, I thought it would be good to get into this. Why might we need to make any changes in our coverage?
Well, yeah. So open enrollments from October 15th to December 7th. And really what this is time for is, you know, maybe the service for the company you have just sucks and right, and they're frustrating you. Maybe they're no longer covering some of your prescriptions, or maybe your doctor changed, insurers, and you really want to stay with that doctor. Well, there's lots of things that you want to look at. And unfortunately, a lot of people just kind of blow by this period and don't even bother looking. And there's that little reptile that always talks about how many minutes in you might be able to save some money. We won't mention his name, right? If you spend a few minutes on Medicare, you also might be able to save a lot of money. And especially if you're married, that's not just your premium, it's your premium times two, right? So there's a couple things that, you know, you could be looking at is not only, you know, the premium, but the coverage and the list of doctors and, the plans are all the same. The plans are all dictated by the government. So that makes things a little bit easier to kind of shop and compare. So now it's just a matter of, and then, you know, are you on the right plan for what you need?
So I want to talk about just the basics right now, because they really are, you know, there are ABCs to Medicare.
Yeah, they love to have their little letters and numbers and, you know, initials, right, in the government. So lots of times people are like, well, what happened to Part A? Because you pay for Part B, but you don't pay for Part A. Well, Part A is like the hospital stuff. So anything that happens in a hospital that's supposed to be going to Part A, you don't pay a premium, but there's deductibles. Part B is for doctor stuff, labs, tests, which a lot of that stuff could be in a hospital, but, you know, billed from the doctor, right? Okay. And so those ones do have a premium, and those premiums also go up depending on your income. So those premiums could be doubled, tripled, or quadrupled based on your income. So that's one of those sneaky taxes that people don't talk about, because it's not technically a tax, but it is based on your income. So I call that a tax. Mm-hmm. Part C, which sometimes people are like, well, I hear about paying for Part B and D, but where's C? And so C is the Medicare Advantage, which is basically one of these things where, you know, you have a private plan that's paying for a lot of this cost and running it for you. So kind of more the HMO style thing. And then Part D is the one that came out, you know, several years back, and that's the prescription drug plan. And so that's one. So typically you're going to have B and D is what you're going to be paying for. You get A just no matter what. Uh-huh. And then C is whether or not you want that type of plan or you want your own type of supplement.
See, that's a lot to understand. So tell us how your office helps clients plan for health care and retirement. And then I guess this is a two-part question. Do you have people in your office that handle Medicare?
Yeah, well, we actually do now. And something we've been kind of quiet about, but we're doing a lot more Medicare now. And, you know, really, we realize that a lot of people really need some help with that. And there was a lot of need for people really kind of getting more of an analysis and data-driven one. You're totally right about the mail and being bombarded with this junk. I mean, geez, anybody who's turned 64 and a half knows you just get this avalanche of paperwork and ads, and everybody says, pick me, pick me, pick me. I'm better than them. And the funny part is, I mean, if you're picking, you know, Plan F or Plan J or, you know, whatever letter you're picking, they're all the same exact coverage from all these different companies. So again, it only goes down to doctor lists and service and price. Mm-hmm. And so lots of times the one who may be the best price may not be the best price after a couple of years, because, you know, they want to get you in, and then maybe they'll start, you know, yanking up the rates and hoping you don't notice. And so that's why you always want to do some sort of analysis when you're talking about Medicare. And one of the things we have some really nice software that goes out and hunts down all the benefits and all the stuff for all the different, you know, carriers in our area. And it's all done by, you know, areas and zip codes and so forth. And then, of course, you also want to look at your own personal preference stuff, like, you know, mainly doctor lists, right? And so you want to see, okay, well, if this doctor's on that, then which is the best companies for me? And if you don't care about which doctor, okay, which is the best plan for me and best cost? And then lastly, you know, is that plan a good plan? Because if maybe you've been paying for a lot of stuff out of pocket, And you just didn't realize that if had you flipped to this one other plan, you could have saved a lot more. Like plan G is typically a lot better savings than plan F. And depending on how much you use it, you know, you may actually come out way ahead by paying the less premiums, even though you're going to pay a tiny bit more, you know, when you use it. So there's a lot of ins and outs and a lot of stuff that, you know, you may not necessarily be paying attention to, and you just kind of renew and, you know, blindly ignore. Well, yeah, that's not so good. So, you know, if you want to set up a 15 to 30 minute call and have us just review that Medicare plan and get the data from you, and we can kind of run some numbers for you, more than happy to do that. You know, again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. You can leave us a message again at 800-454-1184, or you can set a time to talk directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric is a well-known speaker in this area and a financial advisor right here in the San Jose area, here offering you help with your retirement. So take him up on this. Give him a call. Check him out on the website. There are several ways that you can connect with Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking right now about Medicare. We're in open enrollment now through December 7th. And Eric, you know, we're talking about the things that Medicare covers, but let's get into the services that Medicare does not cover. Some of these things are surprising.
Yeah, I mean, we get spoiled for most of us when we have a group medical insurance at work. And, you know, we've had all this coverage for, you know, pretty much all of our working lives. And then all of a sudden you go to retire and you go, hold on, you mean vision's not covered? And, you know, hearing aids, what? Hearing aids? What? Sorry, just kidding. Bad joke.
Bad joke.
Those aren't covered. But the one that's probably the worst is dental work.
Yeah.
And there's not dental insurance. You know, as there's not a part, you know, whatever, you know, part
something.
Dentist.
Yeah.
You know, that's not one of the parts. And so that can be a huge cost. I mean, I've literally had clients spend $20,000 to $30,000 a year in dental work. And was that in their plan? Yeah, no.
Doubt it.
not quite.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the worst one that some people do know and some people don't always know is kind of the rule of thumb. They used to actually have they call it tabling off. They used to literally have these tables. I assume they're all online now. But these tables would say, okay, if you had this ailment and you went to a, you know, recovery place like a nursing home, you've got, after so many days, you should be so much percentage better. And if you stop getting better, that's when they say you've tabled off. And then that means it's no longer a medical improvement type of situation. Now it's a long-term care issue, and it's no longer covered by Medicare. And so that's one of the things that gets confusing, because the most Medicare would ever pay for would be 100 days of nursing home care. But it's pretty rare that they ever get that high, because typically you're not going to be recovering enough, and then they'll say, oh, you're not on this list anymore, you're not doing, you know, improving enough, boom, you're off of our you know, off our bill, and you're on your own now. Good luck. So all that you need to have in a plan, and that's what we do here at Heckman Financial, is we actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's something we can do for you. Right now, we're waiving the fees during these COVID times. So instead of charging $1,500 to $2,000, we're going to go through this planning process, no cost. We'll show you what path you're on. We'll have a series of two meetings that will go over all this. And then at the end of that second meeting, it's up to you if you want to work with us to help you implement it, or if you want to do it on your own. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book a quick call online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stay tuned for more Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. to find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Glad to have you join us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. You know, when you're getting close to 65, you might start feeling pretty popular with all that mail you're getting about Medicare. And then, of course, signing up for Medicare for the first time is a big step to take. Even if you're signed up, you need to kind of double check everything. You can't put it on cruise control. And that's what we're talking about today with Eric. We're in the middle of the election period, open enrollment up through December 7th. And every year, it's a good idea to revisit what you need to do and change. Can you remind us why we need to make changes in any Medicare coverage during open enrollment, Eric?
Well, yeah, there's several. I mean, one could be changes in your health condition. If you've got maybe some more ailments and you had a plan that had bigger deductibles and didn't cover as much, well, if you're going to be using it a lot more, might be time to get one that has a little higher coverage and you have less out-of-pocket premiums, right? I mean, your premiums might be a little higher, but your out-of-pocket costs might be lower that way. The other one would be, maybe you started taking some more prescriptions and they're not very well covered under your current plan. So one thing that our software can do is actually not only look at, how you're using your insurance and what types of things and what plan you have, but also it can put in there what prescriptions are there and then tell you which companies would cover it at a better rate. Mm-hmm. So there's all these goofy lists that insurance companies have. And if it's on this list, it's either this much or that much. I mean, I remember one time my wife was getting a prescription filled and they said, well, this one's $100. But if you wanted to do the one that you take a pill twice a day, it's $10. Yeah, let's do the, take it twice a day. Because I don't know why it's worth $90 to, save the hassle of one pill a day.
Good grief.
But that's how the goofiness of the medical system is, right? So, and then of course, if your doctor changed plans or was saying they're not going to be under this one or that much, then that might be another one. Then the other big one might be just checking your premiums, right? I mean, how do you know if you get the best premium unless you've checked other companies? Mm-hmm. And again, if you're going to stay with the same plan and all the plans are the same between the different various companies, well, then are you on the cheaper plan or the more expensive plan? And if you're on the more expensive plan, why?
Right.
And so are you paying for something or getting some benefit for the extra money you're paying? If not, then that's definitely time to change. So there's a lot more than people really think mm-hmm. about Medicare that they should be really going over. So, again, that's one of the things that we can do is help people. We can set up a 15-minute, 30-minute phone call, get kind of the basic info. And then, from there, basically, we can kind of give you the rates and the numbers for various companies. And then if you want us to help you with it, we can. If not, then, that's no problem either. So, again, if somebody wants to take advantage of that, all they have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And we're talking right now about Medicare because we're in open enrollment right now until December 7th. Now, there is a misconception that once you sign up for Medicare, everything's covered. We know that's not the case. You've told us otherwise. And you mentioned this earlier about the Medicare Advantage plan. And then there's something called the Medicare Supplement Insurance, or I think that's Medigap. So could you compare the two for us?
Yes. So really the two are, HMO versus PPO kind of is the way to think about it when you had normal coverage from work. Mm-hmm. And so if you do the Medicare Advantage plans, that's the Part C. That's when basically around here would be Kaiser would be a big name in that area. They basically take over everything. Medicare no longer does anything. And that company is the one who's kind of running your whole healthcare. And for that, they get paid, so much, every month. And then it's kind of all on them. And so they're the ones who are going to limit you and make you be in their little system, and you have to kind of be in their bubble, as the new big thing is, right? And everybody talk about bubbles. you stay in that healthcare bubble of theirs. And so sometimes those can be pretty good, especially if you're into those types of systems. Some people love them and some people hate them. You know, my mom used to always kind of liken it to, going to the DMV for medical coverage. You know, just depends if you like it. Some people just, like I said, really love those. If you're the type of person who wants to have your own doctor and your own ability to go to a specialist and go to other things, then that's when you talk about Medicare supplements, or what they used to always be called as Medigap. And these are ones where they fill in all these little holes. I mean, Medicare is so goofy. It says how many pints of blood you can get that they'll cover, and then you're not covered. And I mean, they go very nitty gritty down to very weird details. And so these Medigap coverages then say, okay, we'll pay for those costs if you end up hitting those. And so, yeah, you pretty much nobody wants to have, unless you have no money at all. If you've got any money at all, you really want to make sure you have at least the Medicare Advantage or Medicare, supplement plan. So that way you're really, truly covered, fully. Otherwise, you're going to get some nasty surprises in the mail anytime you go get any sort of medical procedure.
Eric, you mentioned that one of the major costs in retirement is nursing home care, and it's not going to be covered by Medicare. So what are some options for those costs?
Yeah, well, there used to be normal long-term care insurance, and there's still a couple companies out there who do it, but oh my gosh, the cost is so outrageous. It's awful. And then they go back and they do huge rate increases. I mean, I literally had a client get 100% rate increase. And this is a policy she bought in her 90s, in the 90s, I should say. Now she's in her 70s, and it's like, yikes, we can't keep paying for these huge increases and keep this coverage, but it's one of those things where you haven't used it yet, so you'd like to get some benefit out of it if it ever comes up. So, we had to make a lot of changes and cut back a lot of benefits to keep the premium in check. But, we'll see how that goes going forward. So really the better options are, there's some that are tied with life insurance that can be really, really good. But you got to watch out. There's a lot of people pushing life insurance and then saying, oh, here, take all this money out and turn it into this tax-free income source. Well, guess what? When you take all that money out, you're dropping down your death benefit. And your death benefit's what's driving that long-term care benefit. You may think that you have this great income tool, but that gives you also long-term care benefits. But if you take a lot of income, you may have no long-term care benefits left. And so again, it goes back to, what makes more sense for you in your situation. Yeah, that's one of those things that really you do want to have that plan for ahead of time. A lot of people don't like to talk about it. If you've got $4, $5, $6 million in assets, hey, yeah, you're probably fine. But, if you've got $500, $1 million in assets, and then you end up spending $300,000 or $400,000 on an ill spouse, and then the other one may live for 20 years, 30 years after that, that's going to be really tough. So again, goes back to having a plan. So if somebody would like to set up a time to talk and go over that blueprint to worry less wealth, we can go over that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with more.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this weekly show with the hopes in answering your questions about retirement. That is Eric's goal for you, to help you worry less. So, all right, you know you're in store for some big changes when you head into retirement, and avoiding any common mistakes can make your retirement that much better. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. We have a list. Things that you should not do when you retire. So it's kind of another top five list from lovetoknow.com. You have them for us too. Why don't you list them in the Dave Letterman style?
Yep. The fifth one is enjoy retirement, but don't be undisciplined. So really what we're talking about here is just keeping some sort of structure, routine. You know, it's kind of like when you're on vacation and the first couple of days are okay because you're kicking back and relaxing. And then after a while, you're like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? For a lot of my clients, I'll always tell them, you know, we're not going to be able to meet probably for 6 or 9 months after you retire because you're going to be too busy. And people are like, no. And then they get involved in, you know, charities or groups or, you know, hobbies or whatever they are. And it is good to have some sort of routine. You know, I think the ones who don't have a routine are having a really tough time because, yeah, then it is, you know, what am I supposed to be doing each day?
So we're going through top five things not to do when you retire. This is from lovetoknow.com. That was number five. What's number four?
This one's probably a really good one, too, is don't immediately downsize your home. People I have seen make this mistake is, yeah, you quit your job, you come up with a new routine, then all of a sudden, you know, you move to some other place, right? And now you don't have the same friends and you don't necessarily have, you know, the same maybe, you know, organizations or groups, depends on how far away you move, right? Kind of crazy thing I've seen a lot of right now is, you know, with the COVID timeframe is some people are moving to those vacation spots or those retirement spots early because if they're going to work from home, might as well work from home where they want to be. So I've had several clients do that. And so that's kind of a more interesting way to go. But, you know, I think lots of times the answer is just, you know, maybe if you can structure it right, you know, rent your house out, go move in that new place but keep your house here. And then that way you don't give up your property tax basis and everything else. And then if you move and you find out, no, this area sucks, you know, I don't want to be here, or you know, you move to Arizona and you go 120 and the summer's not fun, right? So, you know, or you move to some other place where there's snow and you realize you don't want to have snow on your front lawn. Well, then, yeah, then that's when you might want to come back. So again, if you're going to downsize, don't sell that house quite right away.
Okay. Don't do it immediately. What would be some other major decisions that people should maybe talk to somebody about before they pull the trigger?
You know, if they're going to be selling that house or doing something with that house, or planning on doing anything with that house, you really want to develop that plan while you're still working, because it's really tough to refinance or do stuff once you've initially retired, because you don't have your retirement income totally set up and you don't have a history of it. So, you know, the third on the list is don't neglect your estate planning. You know, you want to make sure you've got all that place, you know, all that stuff, you know, who gets what, but also, you know, who can do stuff in your you know, financial decisions if you're not able to, right? I mean, that's a big one. And then, you know, if something happens to one of you, you know, is the other one going to be okay? How are they going to get by? Do they know where the money is? Do they know where all your accounts are? You know, there's a lot of things that can go in there and really mess up people's plans. And especially if it's the person who took care of most of the finances that passes away first, how's the other surviving spouse going to be able to do stuff? You know, do they know anybody to talk to? Do they have somebody in as a backup or not? Because I work with some clients where they mostly, you know, one person in the couple does most of all the stuff. But if that person passed away, the other one would be totally clueless and need a ton of help. So, you know, you want to figure all that out beforehand.
You're listening to Eric Heckman. He's founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he is here to help you worry less about your retirement so you can focus on having fun. That's his goal for you. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Right now, we're going through a top five list of things to avoid when you retire. This is from lovetoknow.com. So we are ready for number two on our list. We're counting down 5, 4, 3, 2. What's next, Eric?
Well, this one probably should be for anybody, anytime. Don't be afraid to try new things. Get out there and do something new or do something you haven't done. And, you know, it can give a lot more purpose to your life, a lot more meaning. And who knows, it may be the new thing that you'd love to do.
Do you see a lot of that in retirement?
Well, I definitely see a lot of people start getting more involved in different stuff that they than before that they weren't as much. Sometimes it's they kind of did it cursory and now they're really gotten into it. Sometimes it's that, but sometimes it's also just things come up and people say, oh, this sounds fun. And they start doing it and then they get really involved in it and, you know, really find a lot of joy out of it too. So, I've got one person that was, she does bluegrass music. And so she didn't really have time to play when she was working, but she kind of got a little group together and, you know, they would do little tiny festivals or coffee houses or anything. They're never going to be a, you know, never going to get a record deal or anything like that. But they just did it for fun and a way to get out and go different places and see things. So just try it, right?
Ready for number one top thing you should not do when you retire. What would that be?
Well, that'd be a tough one, especially now, is don't let loneliness creep into your life. AARP says 45% of Americans over 65 are divorced, separated, or widowed. And so it gets hard to, you know, once you've gotten rid of that social network of all those people from your, you know, your job, and usually you also had a social network from the people from, you know, when you had kids and all the other parents. And so a lot of these social networks you had are now gone, right? Now I've got one client who's, she still monthly meets with a bunch of people she used to work with at IBM. And I think she's been retired now like 20 years.
Oh gosh, that's cool.
So it doesn't have to be just cause you left that company that you leave those people. So, you know, there's ways to, you know, kind of have a group that keeps going, definitely just going out there and doing things, right? I mean, going out there and, you know, if it's church, community group, something just to see other people, you know, get a new mix of people in your life and really just kind of stay involved and stay active because, you know, that's the people who live longer, obviously, the ones who are, you know, involved and connected. And, you know, so again, that, you know, that's what we all hopefully want to have is just a nice, enjoyable, you know, retirement that you're going to have a lot of fun with, that you're able to go do the things you want to do, whether or not it's, you know, sightseeing, travel, hobbies, you know, there's all these things. But, you know, start now actually figuring out what you think you want to do. And then that kind of give you some direction of where you may want to live or where what types of monies you might need and, you know, how expensive things will be or not be, depending on how expensive that hobby is, right? And then what groups maybe you should even join now before you're even there. So that way, at least you kind of get an idea for those types of people and mm-hmm. start making connections. So, you know, again, though, if you wanted to, you know, get this and more, we actually have a checklist that people can also give us a call for if they want to just give us a call and leave us a message. Say, hey, can you send me that checklist? It's just kind of a way to score how many things you've got set up for retirement and how close you are and what things you haven't thought about. So, again, if you want a copy of that checklist, just leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Glad to have you with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and his focus is going to be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's his goal for you. We've come to the time now in our show when Eric gives us a wealth success story. And this is always a really nice example to see how things work out for the best. We can always use some good news, Eric. What do you have for us?
Yeah, well, this is more about just a client that did the things that you're supposed to do. I mean, we started working almost maybe 10 years ahead of when he retired. We started moving some of his assets in a 401k to some guaranteed accounts, so that way he'd have some lifetime income, and he knew he wouldn't lose any money in, you know, stock market losses. We also had some steady income money. And then lo and behold, about, I think it was 19 months ahead of when he was planning on retiring, his company came out with a reduction in force thing saying, hey, we'll pay you 15 months to pay if you leave now. And he's like, calls me up and goes, is there any reason I shouldn't take this? I'm like, no. I mean, it's so close to the date we wanted anyways, who cares, right? And, you know, the nice part too is it took him right up to Medicare age and everything. So, yay. Yeah, so it worked out perfect. And, you know, now they've been retired and, you know, he's still working through the honey-do list, right? You know, of all the stuff that his wife had built up for him. And they're enjoying the grandkids, doing all the stuff that you're supposed to be doing, you know, in retirement, and done adjustments where, you know, once the severance ran out, okay, now we got to start money from here. You know, once Social Security kicked on, okay, now we're doing pretty good. What's our spending like? And we're checking in every year to make sure everything's on track. And, you know, everything's been working well because we've got three types of money. It's not all market money. You know, we got some guaranteed money, we got some foundational stuff there, some steady income money, and then we've got the market money still. And so he's able to pick which one makes sense to take the money out. And you want to have that plan in place ahead of time. You know, you want to have a written income plan so you know how much you can spend, you know how much money you've got to last for the rest of your lifetime. You know, once you've done that, then what's the best tax moves you should be doing now and once you hit retirement? Of course, the healthcare issue, like are you 65 or under 65, and, you know, the whole stuff that we talked about earlier in the show about Medicare. And then, you know, looking at legacy, who's going to get those assets? Are they in the right spots? Are they in the right names? You know, the right titles on all the accounts, all those fun things. So, you know, that's the what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. And once we've created that for you, you know what course you're headed on. And then we can say, hey, here's some things you probably should fix. And so, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, again, we're waiving the $1,500 planning fee right now. So if you wanted to go ahead and get that going, we can have a quick phone call, see if it makes sense for you. And then, you know, we can go from there. But again, it's no cost, no obligation. So give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can always find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.